to the next attraction in Tomorrowland. I mean, how cool is it that Walt Disney kidnapped the Vice President of the United States and Bob Gurr got framed for it? So, speaking of Bob Gurr, wait till you hear about how he got his job designing the Autopia cars for Disneyland. It's incredible. I love Disney history so much.
I know, and I love being able to explore the park in person with you guys. It just brings the history of all these attractions to life so much for me during the research process. Don't you agree, Freddy? I said, don't you love Disney history, Freddy? Freddy? Freddy?
Whoa, what? Whoa. Annie, Alex, I...
Are you all right, Freddy? I was getting worried. Al was telling you about how Autopia got its name.
I guess I drifted off.
Drifted off? Drifted off? How in the Horace horse collars do you drift off in Disneyland? Now, excuse my French, but this place just makes me feel so alive.
I know, but I was, I don't know, I'm hypnotized by that sound.
Sound? Freddy, what are you talking about? What, you mean the rumble of the Autopia cars? I mean, I guess that's a cool sound. Oh, are you trying to do like a clever transition into our episode about Autopia, the opening day Disneyland attraction that's revved the engines of park guests for generations?
Yeah, I mean, no, not that sound. It's a different sound. The sound of... I just can't place it.
Well, you're going to have to give us more than that, Freddy. We got an episode to record that delves into the rich history, awesome stories, and fascinating details behind your favorite Disney attractions. Namely, Autopia.
I know, Annie. I know that's what we're supposed to do, but now that we're here, I think there's something else I have to do. Something that has to do with that sound.
Okay, Freddy, I'm sorry, but I'm getting a little bit frustrated, you know? I don't hear anything over the sound of those Autopia engines. I think maybe you've had a little too much sun. Freddy, did you hear that? Did you hear that sound?
Yeah, I hear it. I wish I could figure out what it is, where it's coming from.
Weird, I hear it too. Unlike anything I've ever heard.
I think it's coming from over there.
Where? Oh, yeah, there!
It's coming from deep inside Tomorrowland. Almost as though it's coming from underneath Tomorrowland.
You're right. It's coming from under Tomorrowland. More specifically, from underneath Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yes, that's it. There's a beautiful hum and a backbeat coming from underneath the Tomorrowland Terrace stage.
Oh my gosh, Freddy, the stage, it's rising up.
It is, and the sound is getting louder and louder, and the lights are getting brighter.
I can't stop my feet from walking toward it. It's pulling me in, you guys.
There's no stopping it. It's like something from the past is pulling us back, back, back.
Is it possible? Is it real?
The Tomorrowland Terrace is a time machine?
Whatever it is, that sound is pulling us in.
Well, we've never stopped in our exploration of Disneyland secrets. I think we need to drop what we're doing and follow this crazy sound.
But what about the Autopia episode?
It'll have to wait, Al. This Disney secret has to be uncovered, and we're the only ones who can do it.
I guess there's nothing we can do that can't be done.
Well, gang, are you ready?
Just as long as I have a little help from my friends. Look, it's all around us. Here we go.
Where on earth, or in time, have our fearless hosts been transported to? What were those strange, ethereal sounds? Is the Tomorrowland Terrace stage indeed a time machine? Get answers to all of these questions and more on a very unique and truly shocking episode of the Backside of Water podcast, releasing April 8th, 2022.